driving on a quiet back road this Sunday, I rounded a slight curve and hit the brakes. In the middle of the road was a ball cap-sized animal stranded near the double yellow line. I knew immediately it was a turtle in need. I drifted to the shoulder and slowed to a stop, quick to get back to the turtle before it lunged dangerously into oncoming traffic. This one was an eastern box turtle, with a brownish-black shell spotted with some yellow and orange. I know them well, as they can be found all over our listening area, throughout the East Coast and into the central states. They are terrestrial turtles and live in areas where there is moisture, like forests, meadows, and even our own backyards. I quickly transported the box turtle to the other side of the road, careful to point it in the same direction it was originally heading, and returned to my car. When I told this story to a friend, he laughed incredulously. But our native turtles don't have an easy go of it and can sometimes use our assistance. Most box turtles spend their entire lives within just 250 yards, or about 2 football fields, of the nest where they were born. A box turtle makes a mental map of its home territory and knows exactly where to find food within that map. If a road springs up within its lifetime, which can exceed 100 years, the box turtle will risk its life to get to the food it knows. Adult box turtles sealed inside their shells are safe from almost any predator, which is why the number one cause of death for this native reptile is collision with a car. In my rearview mirror, I saw the turtle lumber toward the forest, hopefully on its way to its preferred food like snails, berries, flowers, or even carrion. But it could have been on its way to a mate too, since early summer is mating season for our local box turtles. If you find a box turtle, you can easily tell the difference between males and females. Males have bright red eyes and thick, short, curved rear claws. Females have yellowish-brown eyes and long, straight, and slender rear claws. Reproduction does not come readily or easily to box turtles. It can take a female a full decade to reach sexual maturity, and when she is ready, she must first encounter a mate, which may or may not happen depending on whether her home territory happens to overlap with the mate's home territory. Luckily, female box turtles can lay fertile eggs up to an amazing 4 years after mating. They make their nests in leaf litter and lay 3 to 8 eggs each year, a relatively small number compared to our local sea turtles, which have 100 or so in each nest. Incubation lasts about 3 months, and as with many reptiles, the temperature determines the sex of the babies. From 72 to 81 degrees Fahrenheit, most hatchlings will be male. At 82 degrees or above, most hatchlings will be female. Predators like raccoons, skunks, and snakes will seek out females laying nests, as box turtle eggs and soft-shelled hatchlings are a great source of protein for them. Few, if any, of the young box turtles will make it to adulthood. Given the odds against reproductive success for box turtles and the continued growth of roads across our state, it's important for us to assist them when we can, even if it seems a little silly to help a turtle across the road. I hope you'll do your part, too. You can learn more at explorenature.org. The Nature of Things is produced by Irvine Nature Center for WYPR. For Irvine Nature Center, I'm Executive Director Brooks Paternotte.